WJTL, new music from Love and the Outcome. You got this. Corn, Hawthorne's Enough. Prior to that, good morning, 721.
Hey, good morning, friends. Weather-wise for you today, partly sunny skies, a chance of afternoon and evening showers and storms. Your high, pretty warm for everyone being back in school. High of 89 today. Tonight on the overnight, low 62, clearing off a bit to some sunny skies, a little bit cooler temp tomorrow with a high of 76. It's 68 in Harrisburg and 69 here in Lancaster.
This morning, our friends Dave and Josh and Matt are here from Christian Endeavor. While Dave and Josh talk on the radio, Matt's wearing his Phillies hat and Facebook Living. So check it out on Facebook. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Great to have you here. Dave Coryell is the executive director in the U.S. And Dave, Christian Endeavor has been around forever, since the late 1800s. So, but I understand that you've had a bit of a relaunch recently.
Yeah. 1881 is when it started off, but back in 2012 is when there was an official relaunch. Actually, the first church that started with that was actually the church where Josh Good was serving. So he was our first pilot church that got rolling with CE. And actually, Josh is going to talk a little bit about how it's been growing.
Yeah, Josh is with us. Josh Good is the USA Church of Coach Development Director. And Josh, tell us a little bit about your experience with relaunching and being a part of that church and the growth that you guys have experienced.
Yeah, so as a youth pastor, it was really beneficial for me to connect with CE and to get some intentionality in my discipleship efforts as a youth pastor. And then now being on staff with Christian Endeavor, it's been a joy for me to connect with other churches and other youth workers. So every year in the fall, we send out what we call our fall ministry kits. And that's just a way to encourage and connect with churches and equip them as they move into the fall season of ministry. Last year, we sent out 35 kits, and this year, we sent out 70. So we've really been seeing God blessing the movement of Christian Endeavor and just really excited about connecting with churches and helping them be intentional as they disciple their students.
So basically, you're helping be a part of their youth group, helping equip them to meet the needs of their students.
Exactly, yeah. So we believe that students have incredible God-given potential. And we also know that youth pastors and youth leaders are often overwhelmed and overworked. So our goal is to equip those adults to unleash their students.
Very cool. And Dave, how can our listeners become a part of what you guys are doing and not only find out more information, but join in your work?
Well, one of the ways is something that we do annually called the Christian Endeavor Prayer Week. And it's an opportunity on the Sunday closest to February 2nd. And actually in 2020, February 2nd is a Sunday, but it's the opportunity for churches to turn over their worship services to youth or young adults and allow them to actually lead the service. Now, places have been doing Youth Sundays forever, but not always with a sense of connectedness across the body of Christ. Last year, we had churches from 10 different countries that were involved in Prayer Week. This year, our goal is 15. And we also have a devotion that is prepared that young people can follow so that they can try to go deeper in the five Christian Endeavor practices, which are pray, study, serve, share, and worship. And so it's just a tool to help guide them with that. And it was just so exciting last year seeing the Facebook posts and whatnot, videos and pictures coming from all around the world, people going, wow, we're connected with people in Germany and in Peru and in Hawaii and just in places all over the world.
Very cool. If youth leaders are listening and want to get connected, they could do that online?
Yeah, they can. They can go to www.ceworks.faith or info@ceworks.faith if they want to send an email.
And then get more information, any of our listeners, not just youth leaders, about your prayer week and becoming involved that way.
Yeah, that'd be
absolutely
great.
Check it out online. ceworks.faith is the place to go and find out more about Christian Endeavor and join them in their prayer week and in what they're doing. Guys, we wish you well. Hope you're making more honeybees than hippopotamuses.
That's right.
That's right. Thanks.
Yeah,
Thanks so much
for joining us.
Thank you.
Back to the music we go. This is David Leonard. This is his song Threads on WJTL. Good morning.